This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have to ring the bell because of a conversation I had with Valdez during the break. I can't really give details about it.
Who brought up the conversation?
I think Valdez might have.
Right.
But it just it got my brain thinking.
About that?
Buns. Well,
about that
buns
act.
Bell. Well, about that act? Yeah. But I can't really talk about
that. Is it an act,
that
you partake in?
Oh, no.
Really? No, it's
Who
not.
Were you thinking about that act with?
Somebody on a different radio show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you were thinking about doing that to that person? Or
no.
Just thinking about that person doing it.
I was thinking that about person this person's conversation. Oh, right. I know it's very nebulous. I get it, but I can't even go down that road.
I got you.
It's just
right now the buns bell meter. EB 4 kicks 2, JP 1, Jason 0. He does have 2 gambling bells.
Yes. Correct.
He's going to go the whole show without ringing the buns bell. Lock.
Well, it depends on what topic comes up.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be honest though.
Yeah. Someone just texted me a picture on the zip line of a friend of his. Okay, hot chick. Mm-hmm. Looks like she's probably mid-20s. All right, in a photo with 4 other hot chicks.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
all right, I'll show it to you. You know, during the break, she looks like she's definitely not pregnant.
Right,
skinny girl. And then 2 months later, she's laying on the bed with her kid.
Right. How
and she's was money.
It, did just she unaware
carry,
of it.
Did she carry she the baby to full term?
That's the question. Like, related to EB's story, was she aware?
He says,
you can be 7
I've got
months and not show if you're in like phenomenal shape.
This is what his text says. He goes, I've got a friend who had this happen. Beautiful, educated, skinny girl, just never showed signs. So, I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes I think like really skinny girls, they might really have like irregular.
So, looking at this picture of the 5 girls.
Nice. Multiple rings.
You hit that 3 times.
At least, maybe
because,
4.
Because they're all smoke shows. Let's see. Oh, I can expand my screen.
Of course, you can always text the fan, Thompson Creek Windows text machine.
I mean,
1-800-636-1067.
Look at that. I mean, that girl.
Standard message data rates may apply.
Can I see?
That girl's a smoke show right here. Now, that's the girl that was pregnant. This one, this is a smoke show.
All right. Let me
you love the tall chick.
How could you not?
He's in a Big Bird.
No, she's not a Big Bird. That girl right there is.
They're all about the same.
That girl's money. This
they
one
look,
right here.
But young. Which is the one you said is pregnant?
On the far right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know. I knew that was coming.
So stupid. All right.
So I don't know if you're going to get horny for this rumor. Probably not. But apparently the Redskins are at least showing some moderate interest in Lamar Jackson.
I don't mind grooming him.
I didn't hear that. Where'd you hear that?
Seen a couple stories.
Somebody said they were talking to the Redskins. I can't remember. They had connections. I can't remember where.
You can always just say it's part of your due diligence to do the interview.
I would say that they've got interest in a lot of guys, though. I mean,
yeah, but that could make a lot of sense, though, because you want to get a project guy. You got Alex Smith there for a few years. Perfectly comfortable. There's no rush. You know, if he's somebody that's going to go later.
I do feel it's unfair that they call him the project and not Josh Allen or any of these other guys.
I think Josh Allen's a project. 100%.
Why is Lamar Jackson the project?
I think just based on the system that he played in, right? And the fact that he didn't take balls under center much, right? I don't know. It's just the way it is. I think you're saying it's like a black white thing.
Well,
I don't necessarily think so.
I think he took as many balls under center as Baker Mayfield. They said in the combine that Baker Mayfield looked robotic and didn't know how to really handle it under center.
Well, a lot of those guys who run a spread offense,
right.
It's going to be tough for them to make the adjustments.
I think those guys are considered projects.
Just from what
if you come from a spread, I think you're considered
his
project.
Throws, I think, were in the same ballpark as everybody else. His arm talent, all those type of things.
Look, you're bringing up a different issue. If you're asking me, would I be psyched if they drafted him and groomed him? Yes, sure. Let's see what he can do. But I'm against drafting anybody and throwing him to the Wolves.
Now,
anybody.
It's from Matthew Berry. Who it is. From ESPN. Yeah. I mean, that guy's pretty plugged in. And it's the report says that some Redskins personnel have interest in the former Heisman Trophy winner. The way I read into that, the Redskins personnel he's talking about, if I had to guess, would be Dan Snyder. Because Dan Snyder was infatuated with RG3 and his skill set. And Lamar Jackson brings a lot of the same elements to the table. So I read into that that Dan Snyder is interested in Lamar Jackson because he's a flashy type of guy and he reminds him of RG3. That's the theory that I'm going to work
with. In my opinion, Sam Darnold's a project. Baker Mayfield's a project. All these guys coming out this year are projects. Every single one of them. All projects. And you throw him to the Wolves and play him in week one, that's just stupid.
Yeah, it's weird how guys' stock will slide. Like I read, I think it was McShay commenting on Josh Rosen. Supposedly, he has him sliding down his draft board. Basically because they say he's too smart. Well, and they don't know if teams not deal with an intellectual.
Well, I think it's a lot of it, too, that he's outspoken. That he's not one of these guys that's just going to get up to the mic and be bland. He's
can't he never stay mind. Healthy? He's got a lot. I think he's got a lot of baggage. I don't know.
Who are we talking about?
Rosen.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just throws such a nice ball. He's a cocky son of a bitch, but he throws a nice ball.
If you're asking me, would I be interested in the Skins using maybe, say, a third or fourth round pick?
Well, he's not going to drop the third round.
Okay. I wouldn't take him in the 13th pick. No. I would not be comfortable with that. They have much bigger needs. But if he could drop. See, the problem is everyone's going to think he's going to be Deshaun Watson, potentially. And so maybe he'll go way higher. But, you know, you saw projections 2 months ago of him maybe being a fourth rounder. If that was the case and he slipped, siced. And groom him for 2 or 3 years and then see what happens. No rush.
I mean, there's a chance that if three quarterbacks go in the top eight, let's just say one goes to Cleveland, one goes to the Jets, and one goes to the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. There's a chance that all three of those quarterbacks are starting week one.
Sure. Could be.
Depending on, you know, maybe there's a veteran sign right. Or they start a veteran, just kind of give the young guy a few weeks. But
and that's a great scenario for the Skins, too, because that just means better defensive talent. If they pick a defensive player, it just falls to them at 13.
And just think about the pressure. Let's just say the Jets drafted Rosen.
Yeah.
And started him in week one. New York. And they started him in week one. There's so much pressure on him. So I would agree. I mean, these teams are desperate, especially if you're going to draft a guy so high, you're going to play him. But, man, that's...
Well, that's a scenario where the Jets would have to keep a guy like McCown around if Rosen isn't ready to go week one.
That would be smart.
Ease him in like week five or six if you think he's ready. If not, you just play McCown his rookie year. Let him develop. Let him sit. Let him watch. Let him learn.
Yeah. Now, you guys all saw the trade last night. So Aqib Talib traded, and everybody said, well, that's the Broncos clearing space so they have more room for Cousins.
Right.
You saw that, right?
Yeah. The Rams are doing a lot of wheeling and dealing this offseason.
They're doing a lot, too.
They sent Quinn to Miami. They sent Ogletree to the Giants via trade. They acquire Aqib Talib.
Yeah, they're trading everybody.
They're doing a lot over there in L.A.
I originally thought Kirk in Denver, that was the no-brainer. But I've been convinced, because everybody's reporting that there's mutual interest in the Vikings, I've been convinced that Minnesota is the leader in a clubhouse. But I would think that Denver would be number two if for some reason that fell apart. And they appear to have the space now, after the move.
Oh, Denver, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out next week.
If you gun to your head, where do you think he's going? Where's he going to ultimately sign?
If I were him, or is this my vibe?
No, what's going to happen? Not what you would
do. I don't
do.
Know. I mean, I have no idea.
I know. I'm asking you to
50-50. I would say Minnesota.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with the reporting.
Because that's the best chance to win.
I thought initially it was Denver.
If Denver offers more money, maybe he goes for the cash. Who knows?
JP, what do you think?
I kind of think he's going to end up with the Jets.
Really?
He's going to get the most money, and he's going to go with the offensive coordinator that he's most comfortable with.
And who's there? Who's their OC
again?
It's
some sort of Shanahan
Jeremy Bates.
Spinoff.
Oh.
He's off the Shanahan tree.
Okay. Ugh. All right.
Which means he's probably really fun at a cocktail party.
Right. Where do you think he ends up?
I think he turns down the biggest bag of money from the Jets, and he realizes Minnesota is the best scenario for him. So he takes slightly less to go to a better situation. He's a Viking.
I'm not sure he's capable of turning down slightly less.
Oh, I think he can because he already took $44-plus million from the Redskins in the last 2 years. That affords him a lot of wiggle room.
I think he's a slut. I think he'd probably go to the biggest big. But for some reason, I'm convinced it's going to be Minnesota. I don't know. The reporting has just convinced me.
Well, he's going to get roughly $90 million from
wherever.
Anybody.
wherever.
Yeah, wherever he goes, he's going to get roughly, not if not more than
if the Jets,
you know,
really want
spots.
Him, they're going to have to give him more than like $1 million per. They, what if they offered him like $33 million or something? Like, they went crazy.
I mean, that would be tough to turn down, but I think that he's going to look at the situation and say, all right, I'll take 3 years, $85 million from the Vikings instead of 3 years, $95 million from the Jets, and I'm going to be in the playoffs probably the next two or three seasons
with
the roster.
That's what I would do.
I think that's what he'll do.
That's what I would do. But
well,
I think
if he does that, and if he takes the Jets' money, all right, awful weather for most of the year,
yep.
playing against the Patriots, mm-hmm. you know, Brady's not going to last
basically
forever.
Basically a poop organization.
Yeah, I mean, and you're turning down Minnesota where you're playing inside.
Right.
And you're playing in a division you can win every year with the best defense. And
well, he does face Aaron Rodgers in that division,
okay,
too.
Okay, all right, but Minnesota's defense can counteract that. I just think that Eric might be right. He might just be a slut.
Yeah, and he's just a slut.
But if he really wants to win, he's going to take that Minnesota offer.
Back to the Redskins, Chris Russell tweeted yesterday that they did also interview Baker Mayfield per Robert Klemko.
I don't know what JP's saying. JP keeps bringing up these sort of reports that people that didn't like Mayfield from the combine. I'm reading reports from people that really liked him, that thought he really shined.
I read a report that they just said he looked very robotic when he was under center.
I feel like
you've
mentioned it a couple times, though, so maybe you've read some other stuff.
And I read one time that they weren't impressed with his arm. I mean, it's just, look, it's different scouts out there, different blogs.
The ones I'm reading are very high on him.
Yeah.
So, like, I think he's impressed people.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I mean, he doesn't have the arm that Allen or Rosen has, but, you know, he could impress you in other ways.
Yeah, I think that's way overrated. I mean, Blake Bortles got a strong arm. So, I don't know. Of those quarterbacks, I would take Mayfield, but I also would have taken Johnny Manziel. So,
the quarterbacks, I would take Darnold.
I was number one. Yeah,
Even though he commits a bunch of turnovers, he just seems to be the prototypical body. He's got an arm. He can move out of the pocket. I think he'll be the most successful. My guess. I'll take Leaf is going to be better than Peyton Manning.
I would probably take Rosen. But I don't like Rosen. I think he's a punk. But I would take him. I think he's the most talented.
If you're the Browns, though, what do? You take Barkley one, right? You lock that up.
No.
You don't? And then you take one of your quarterbacks.
You got to take quarterback.
I don't want to risk losing Barkley. I take Barkley one, lock that up for the next 7 or 8 years.
Depends on how high they are. If they really love Rosen over the other guys, you can't let him slip.
What if Hugh Jackson pulls a real wacky and signs A.J. McCarron, doesn't pick a quarterback with one of the top four picks that they have?
Well, then to me, he's signing his pink slip. And he's lucky he hasn't signed it yet.
That could be the case.
I mean,
think about it. You need a quarterback to win in the league.
Right, exactly. So if you really like Rosen, I mean, if you have Rosen and Allen like neck and neck, it's one thing. But if you really love Rosen, you can't take Barkley, even though he's clear cut better than all the other running backs.
But I haven't read anybody.
And roll the dice that Rosen's going to be there at four. Because someone's going to jump up.
That loves Rosen like you keep saying. I got to do more research then because I haven't seen that.
No, I'm not saying they love Rosen. I'm saying if they do.
Yeah.
Or if they love Allen.
I'm just not hearing this huge buzz on Rosen that you're hearing.
Why not? I mean,
I don't know.
He's going to go top five or six.
Exactly, but not like he's got to be the must number one.
What I'm saying is if they have their quarterback that they really like, whether it's Allen, whether it's Mayfield, or Rosen.
I think they don't, because you keep hearing reporting that they like A.J. McCarron.
Okay.
Like, I think those quarterbacks.
But that's fine. Well, then you take Barkley.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I think they're going to. I really think they're going to do that.
But it depends. I mean, they really like
I think
one of
none of those quarterbacks.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Overwhelmed them.
Joining us right now is our pal Kevin McCarthy, Fox
JP.
5 Entertainment Reporter.
And
hey, Kevin.
EB might be excited.
JP.
This could be Kevin's potentially shortest appearance ever on the show.
Because he only has one movie.
Way,
he only has Wrinkle in Time.
I want to say two quick things.
Yeah.
First of all, you don't know what amazing movie Bob Marley starred in the 90s.
Oh, everybody
with
knows.
Daryl,
God.
With Daryl from The Walking Dead. What movie is it?
Of course we know it, because you have a chub in your pants.
It's the one he always talks
Boondock
about.
Boondock Saints.
Selly. He's so good in that movie.
I've never seen it.
All right, nice having you, Kev.
All right, guys.
And hey, what's number two? Hey. What's your number two quick thing?
So, Cakes, I just want to let you know, I'm in town this weekend, and okay. I thought that since we live 10 minutes from each other, why don't we hang out on Sunday and do a friend day?
A friend day? Just you and me?
Yeah.
Cakes doesn't do that.
We can do friends.
Don't you know that Cakes doesn't really do friends?
We could do friend day. No, I thought it'd be a fun day.
You know,
we go shopping at Harris Teeter.
Oh, not doing that. We can discuss it. Maybe we can meet up for like a cup of Joe. We can praise some Joe together. Something along those lines.
Size. Why don't we go to Taco Bell for lunch on Sunday together? Why don't we?
You do the same. You bits. You're stuck in the mind.
Oh yes. Is it over? It's the second time we played it. Do we really want to just bury it or? We're going to try to salvage it. Is there a movie, Cakes, that I might
Yeah, Wrinkle in Time.
Oprah Winfrey. Reese Witherspoon. There's no chance that EB would ever go see. And I don't think anybody in our audience would ever go see A Wrinkle in Time.
I think a lot of people are going to see it, Cakes.
It was a book that we were forced to read as kids. I know I read it like during middle school, I think. And I'm not interested.
By the way, I knew this segment was doomed yesterday before I texted Drab what I had on for today. I knew it was going to be a very quick one. But yeah, Wrinkle in Time, that's the new movie. Eric Finkel's most anticipated movie of the year. Eric, you're going to love this. It deals with time travel, extraordinary beings. You got Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling. There's time travel. There's Tesseracts. There's Chris Pine in different universes.
Back up. What is a Tesseract? I've heard that before.
I don't even know. Tesseract is like, it's like a time traveling thing from what I understand. I have no idea. Honestly, the movie is not good anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. It's confusing. It's over the top. It's overly preachy. I love the filmmaker Ava DuVernay, but it just feels like they were trying so hard to throw the message in your face. And I feel like audiences are so much smarter than that. We can take subtlety.
What's the message?
It's also overly. Well, the whole message is about love versus hate, and the whole concept of anti-bullying, and I get all that, and kind of finding yourself and self-discovery, but they just overly shout it at you like you don't understand
what
they're saying.
I've already learned the lesson, love and hate. Radio Raheem taught it to me in Do the Right Thing way back in the day.
Now, you know what?
I've already been taught that lesson.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, great. Do the right thing still holds up.
Why did you hit the bell? Because of Rosie Perez in the shower?
Silly.
All right, now.
Well, is it the opening scene? Oh.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, bringing it up made me think about it.
Was it the opening scene? Was it Do the Right Thing with the ice when it's butt hot?
Yes.
Rosie. Yes.
We have a bell now, each of us in studio. You know, they always say that men think about sex every 9 seconds, whatever, which has been disproven. But we wanted to see how often during a show we thought about it. So just if you happen to think of sex in the next few minutes as you talk to us, let us know. We'll hit the bell for you.
Okay, that sounds good. And by the way, Public Enemies Fight the Power in that song. I mean, that song is just like classic.
Great
song.
That movie
holds up today. It really, really is good. Yeah, but Wrinkle in Time, just skip it. I gave it a 2.5 out of 5. There's some good performances from Chris Pine, some good visual effects, but overall, don't waste your money. To me, watching Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, and Mindy Kaling running around in these costumes, it felt like they were just themselves running around in costumes having fun versus the characters.
Let me ask you this, because I don't find her attractive, but I kind of have like a crush in terms of liking her on shows. Is Mindy Kaling funny in this movie?
Honestly, I didn't find Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling, or Oprah to be good in the roles.
I honestly don't know if Mindy Kaling is a boy or girl.
How many guys do you know named Mindy?
Mindy Kaling is...
Is it Mindy, the Indian girl from The Office?
Yes. You know a guy named Mindy?
Yeah.
I feel like I know like an actor named Mindy. I feel like I do. All right.
Mindy Patinkin.
Mindy's a girl's name.
His name's Mandy.
I think that's what I'm thinking.
Most of the time, Mindy's going to be a girl.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You know exactly who that Mindy is.
Mindy. So she's not good. Reese Witherspoon's not good. Oprah's not good. 2.5. The movie stinks.
Yeah, I gave it a 2.5 out of 5. I think that Cakes and I can go see it together on Sunday in IMAX 3D. and then we'll be best friends. And Jason, you want to join us on Sunday?
No. No way.
Papa Squeezy.
Are you kidding me? Tigers playing on Sunday. Kidding me? probably being the final
group. Who's Tiger? Oh, JP.
Do you know JP. Tiger's first name? Like, what is it? Given first name?
No way he knows that. It's impossible he knows that.
Although that's kind of a trick question.
Isn't it Tiger?
Are you being serious?
No, I thought his first name was actually Tiger.
Why would he know? Eldrick. Right. He wouldn't know that.
I knew Taunt was in there, but Taunt is his middle name. Yeah.
You're just showing off now.
Yeah. No, really. I was a little confused.
No, it's Eldrick.
Didn't everybody know Eldrick?
That's the only movie you saw, right?
That's the only movie I saw. I'll be back next week with the review of Tomb Raider with Alicia Vikander. Right.
Appreciate it.
Jason's really excited about that.
2.5 for Wrinkle in Time.
Is that the Lara Croft movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
The reboot.
Kevin, what's on next week? Like, what can we look forward to?
You're going to cut me off here, aren't you?
He can see you.
No.
You're killing me,
Valdez.
You're killing me.
No, I couldn't see Eric. I just knew it was coming.
The music actually is playing him off.
He was going off in a timely manner, so that's why I didn't think.
Perfect. Yeah, but it's just still funny just to just pour him.
See you later.
NBC Sports Washington, he Skypes in.
Yeah.
And at the end, after we played him off, he's moving his head off.
He's oscillating wildly like he's listening to the Smiths,
I'll give him
Jason.
Credit for that.
I can't.
Just to get attention. So
just, yeah, just you know how he has those verbal tics. He was probably doing his JP on. Or whatever he does.
Not to make fun of it, and I'm not. This is a horrible thing. I was leaving, speaking of tics, when I went to that Wizards game with Barry, and I saw a homeless guy. It honestly rocked me, but, you know, 5 minutes later, you're on with your life.
Life goes on.
I mean, what can you do?
Right.
But I saw a guy walking down 7th Street, and it had to have been the worst case of Tourette's I've ever seen, and he was just doing all his things and screaming, and I was like, well, how can that person literally function? I don't even know where you can function like in a home. You know what I mean? Like, do they have medication? Like, if he was properly cared for, that would keep that a little bit under control?
I think there are medications.
Because it was wild. I mean, it was just out of control, walking up and down the street screaming with tics. And I was like, oh my, I mean, that's like the worst affliction I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
not fun.
But do they have medication that if you're properly, you know, hospitalized or whatever, that can keep it under control?
Gotta be.
I would guess.
Or they just medicate you and you're like a zombie.
I mean, Dr. Cakes diagnosed Valdez with pink eye the other day. He actually had a corneal abrasion, so I don't know if I'm qualified to tell you whether
or not. Chris Jackson living with it?
Yeah, but I don't think it's as severe as, like, the case I saw. I mean, the case I saw was
insane. Because he's probably on meds.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
I walked into the Bethesda Bagels last week. All right, there was two homeless guys standing out front.
The Navy Yard location?
Right here, yeah.
Yep.
Right around the corner from the Homewood.
Mm-hmm.
Walked into the Bethesda Bagels, and there was two homeless guys there. The one guy says, excuse me, man, can you just hook me up with a bagel?
All right.
I say, yeah, I got you, bro.
All right.
I went into the Bethesda Bagels, got my breakfast sandwich, and I got an extra plain bagel. I walked out of the Bethesda Bagel shop.
Yeah.
He was gone.
What? You told him you got
Dagger.
Him, too.
I told him, I got you. I'm going to get you breakfast.
You're about to be a humanitarian.
Dagger. So I gave it to my daughter.
Hey, you're not going to waste it. What's he doing?
Yeah. Of course, it's a $2 bagel.
Yeah, you paid for it.
I mean, I was going to hook him. I was going to hand it to him. So yep. There you go. It's my gift to you.
Yes.
Well, did you see, you probably not, but Eric, did you see on Opie's Instagram, since he's his show, he's Instagramming from the streets of New York, he gave a homeless guy $20.
Yeah.
You know, and the homeless guy tried getting 50 out of him.
You're kidding. Wasn't happy with the
20. Yeah, he wasn't happy with 20.
That's outrageous.
It's a tough thing.
There are so many homeless people now in the Rockville, Gaithersburg area on medians. It's been like that for a while. I think they're trying to pass legislation, and I actually felt bad for the homeless people that's going to outlaw it.
Well, it's just
a lot of them are gypsies, though. 100%. They got their cell phones and their fancy purses.
Are you talking about the 355 Shady Grove?
Yes.
Yeah, that is the hot spot. That is the hub. Those medians are.
Oh, they just walk up and down begging?
Yeah. They have the biggest intersection around the corner. I've seen it.
Yeah, but
it looks pretty hurting to me.
Not all of them.
JP, I think the bill is just for medians, though. So
correct.
I guess they could stand like at a light on the corner.
Okay.
As long as it's not.
So they are allowing them to have some turf.
They do.
If you're going by the letter of the law, it sounds like there's a loophole around it.
They have one every time you get off Connecticut Avenue, like the Beltway to Connecticut Avenue.
Yeah.
There are donks there. They just rotate.
I don't love it. I just actually felt bad. Like, what are they going to do? This guy's homeless.
All right, I'm buying in that they're homeless. They're homeless. They're begging for money. They're getting very little, I got to believe, on a daily basis. Because when I'm at a corner, I give them money occasionally. But the vast majority of people don't. It's not like they're going up to every car getting a dollar from everybody.
Oh,
it's just
no
not
way.
Happening, right?
Impossible.
So they're there to median. And they're there, I don't know how many hours. And we're going to take them to jail now?
No, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is.
You know
I don't know if they're going to take them to jail, but you got to just move them along.
Yeah. I don't know.
JP!
Move
I'll tell you what, the most homeless people per capita, I don't know how we got on homeless, but most homeless people per capita, Eric, you might remember this, Santa Barbara, California.
Really?
They are everywhere in Santa Barbara.
Well, if you're homeless, wouldn't you want to go to
nice weather? I get it.
A place where there's good weather?
Yeah, I get it.
Like,
if
probably the least homeless Scottsdale. In the United States is Alaska, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because why would you be
Santa
homeless
Santa Barbara is like this ritzy, you know, wealthy town.
Right.
You know, coastal town. A lot of money there. I mean, freaking Ellen and Oprah live there.
Yeah.
And, but there's this other aspect of the city where there's just a ton of homeless. They're sleeping right there on the beach.
That's if you're going to be.
And I think that I don't know if the town's ever done anything about it.
I don't know.
Maybe it's there's too many of them.
If you're going to be homeless, that's where to be homeless.
Santa Barbara, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Except for when they have
the
fires.
The views are silly.
Except if they have fires three times
a
year.
That's no good. I mean, at least you'd be warm.
A few of us are going to be at MGM National Harbor tomorrow morning for the poker tournament, the Chance for Life poker tournament. The event lasts all day at MGM National Harbor. It supports pediatric cancer research.
Correct.
Lee Valdez is making a day of it, right?
Yeah, he's going to be there all day.
Got the wife coming?
Yeah, she's going to come for the tasting and the party after the poker.
Will there finally be buns?
Lock there will be on Saturday.
Because you've been, by the way, that's been the kind of the hidden secret behind the scenes here. He's been passing up on his Saturday buns routine.
Right.
Yeah. But I was telling him we might need to have an intervention.
Valdez, since
you're
going
to do to intervene,
I don't know, but he's venturing into lurch territory.
Valdez,
you want to come over and help?
What are you going to do? How are you going to do this if you're going to be playing cards all day?
That's the gambling.
You
bell.
Act like there won't be TVs in a casino.
Well, there are. Well, I don't know what room they're having it in. Are they having it in the same?
They're
room
having
that we
it
had
in the upstairs, one of the upstairs ballrooms, kind of near the lobby.
Yeah, I would assume there will be TVs.
There will be TVs.
Yeah,
but it's harder to do this.
Yeah, but he's still going to be gambling. It's still it's kind of all catered to the same
addiction.
It's harder
to bet at all.
It's kind of a secret, but I'm kind of psyched to get knocked out early so that I can go down to the 1-3 table.
Oh, exactly.
And then, and have an excuse to go play until Laura gets there.
I like your line of thinking there.
It's not a secret anymore.
So, and you're staying there, right?
At the
hotel?
No,
at the MGM? Oh, you're going home.
Yeah, go home. I live 10 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
Hey, he's just going to Uber to and from.
Uber home.
He's got it all planned out.
Now, is it going to be the Saturday morning buns? Well, the event is on Saturday.
Yes. Yeah.
So it'll be a Saturday.
So I'm going to
give us the routine.
All right. So
normally it's a Saturday morning.
Yeah. So what happens is Manny starts barking around 5:30.
Man, that's early.
So I wake up and I make some coffee and I take Manny out for a walk.
You got to get that guy on a better schedule.
I'm going to get Manny out for a walk.
And then he poops and I feed him and everything.
Does he jump back into bed after he eats? That's what my dog does.
Yeah, or the sofa.
Right.
He's also been working on his shortstop game lately.
Yeah, of course.
How much does Manny weigh now, by the way?
200.
115 pounds.
Wow.
Wow, I thought he was heavier than that.
That's a bigums.
How big is Oakley, Oaktown?
Oak is about probably 85 pounds.
Man, that's a big dog.
By the way, did anybody know that Oak Tree nipped Drab T-shirt in the face within the past couple of weeks?
Nope.
Definitely drew blood. You want to explain what happened there, Drab T-shirt?
Yeah, I think it was one night after I had a couple beers.
You got a little cocky.
I told Sarah that I could keep any dog from biting me.
Right.
Like if I got attacked by a random dog,
a vicious pit bull.
What you have to do? All you got to do is just lay on top of him and control him.
Right.
And I said, "Watch this." So I lay on top of Oakley, and he yelped and sunk his teeth right into my chin, and that thing was like a geyser.
He was bitter.
He was bitter. I was bitter.
Yeah, you can't.
But
do that.
I won the bitter off because
you pummeled him.
Yeah.
I mean, he could really hurt somebody.
But he bit you.
Oh yeah.
So back to Valdez's routine because you just
I know. I know. Maybe I'm still there.
I sidebarred it.
You did the Manny bit or whatever. Yeah. Where are the buns normally?
When Laura wakes up, I kind of keep an eye on her and see when she starts tossing around.
Starts tossing and turning, and then you go
And then especially this Saturday, because there's going to be so much gambling.
Right.
And I'm just going to be so
You're going to be frisky.
I'm going to be so siced.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put Manny in his cage. I'm going to put peanut butter in his little bone. Yeah. So he's licking the peanut butter.
So that gets Manny occupied.
So that way he's not.
Make sure you put that on his bone.
Yeah.
Just make sure.
Either or, okay.
And then,
what's wrong with that?
I just, you have to be specific.
And then I lock him in the cage so that way he's not at the door, kind of yelping to come in and give me a hand.
Right.
And then I go in there 3 minutes later.
Right.
Go out, let Manny out.
Right. All right. And that's going to be the routine this Saturday, even though you have a big night out on the town. So it's going to be a twofer for you.
Well, it depends what time we get back.
Oh, okay.
Saturday evening.
Yeah, Saturday evening.
She'll be a little tipsy.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's open bar all day long.
I think he's thinking
crazy.
It's not going to be a twofer. He's knocking it out. He's shaking his head no.
I hear what he's saying over there.
We'll knock that one out in the morning.
And then I'll be
We'll check that off in the morning.
Box checked.
It's hilarious. I mean, it's a night on the town. Isn't that kind of like an aphrodisiac for you? A big night on the town like that? Plus, your wife's going to think you're a big silly because you take her all these fancy parties. I mean, normally you're hillbilly. You don't go to parties like that.
Chance for Life is a really nice
deal.
This will
be Jacket Valdez. Nice. Yeah. You're not going to dip at the party, are you?
Probably not.
Ooh.
By the way, I think the dress code for the tasting event and the after party, stylish cocktail. Do you have that in your closet?
Yes, I have a jacket.
I don't even know what that means.
Business casual is for the poker event. It's different for the...
Yeah, you got to wear a jacket. Yeah.
I mean, I goof on Valdez for being a hillbilly. I don't even
know what stylish... It's no joke.
Oh, I know. I've been to the event, but I don't even know what that means.
It used to be more casual. I think it's just getting ramped up.
Because I would go to the event with a jacket and jeans, but that's kind of frowned upon.
I think you can do that.
No, I think
solid. I went to DJ Maxx yesterday to get a new shirt.
Very nice. Thrifty. I like it. That's my guy.
I'm surprised you didn't buy a used one on eBay.
So no.
Valdez buys used Augusta gear. Like some old man's used sweater.
Yeah,
a member's old sweater.
His Pima cotton V-neck. I've done it before.
Do you think our friend Brad Nierenberg, who's coordinating Chance for Life, has ever bought a shirt at TJ Maxx?
No, he's so rich.
Ever?
Kidding me?
Don't know his background.
He's got money coming out of his ears.
I was watching Shark Tank the other day, and some guy was selling ties or something. Like, you could rent a tie. And the guy's rental business.
Yeah. Rent a tie.
Did they show him the door and say, get out of here?
It just seems so nubs. For $15, you could do like unlimited tie rentals or something. And then Barbara said, you don't understand, every guy on this panel here spends at minimum $300 per tie.
Per tie.
Yeah, minimum.
And you can get a silly Van Heusen for about $6.
Hey, look at my Hager tie. I spent $7 on it.
$300.
$300.
I get like a Ralph Lauren and I think I'm spending a lot for like 30 or something.
Yeah.
You know? Jesus. I think Mark Cuban spoke up and said, and he's nubs. I mean, he's a terrible dresser. He said he doesn't spend $300 for a tie.
I can't imagine a tie being worth $300.
He's actually had a lot of plastic
surgery. He just assaults women.
I mean, even...
he passed a lie detector and press charges.
Right.
Even if I had $1 billion, I wouldn't spend $300 on a tie. Because stupid.
Right. Do you think
you'd spend $300 on other things.
Absolutely.
Do you think Warren Buffett spends $300 on ties?
Probably not. No.
He doesn't even spend $3 on breakfast.
Yeah.
He gets like a coffee and a 99-cent egg sandwich.
Like a Krispy Kreme donut.
From McDonald's every morning.
Does he own Krispy Kreme? I know he owns Dairy Queen.
I don't know.
He probably goes to Dairy Queen for lunch. And probably does. Tries to get like a discount.
Probably gets a silly blizzard after he eats his hamburger.
You think Warren Buffett begs for Kava cards like you?
He probably eats better than you think, even though he has that reputation of eating poorly, because he's an older gentleman.
Absolutely.
He's got to be 85.
He's in that range.
Probably.
He's not just eating crap.
You don't think he's got a private chef?
I don't know. All I know is his daughter wanted to remodel her kitchen, and he made her get a loan at a bank.
Yeah, I remember that story.
That's hard. Well, he's Warren Buffett.
She definitely need a loan if a Gurry comes in and redoes your kitchen.
I'm sorry, Gary. I love Gary. He's a good guy.
Nobody knows who Gary is.
His brother Gino. Yeah.
His
very
Gary
guys.
Business. Gary.
He's on a different business.
Yeah, he's not in that
business. I can't keep track. Lighting.
Real quick, EB mentioned.
Buffett's 87, by the way. Wow.
During the Feinstein interview, the Players Tribune article about Stevie Francis. Yeah. And it definitely was intriguing. I will say, I believe that they give their tale and somebody's typing it out for him, because
sure,
in particular his tale is, you know, he's speaking first person the whole time, and just the language that he's using. I mean, I guess you could type it up, but he's like, I went to Beijing for a minute.
Yeah. Right.
Just somebody's just typing it up. Right. And then arranging it in a
for
certain
sure,
way.
For sure, but they're also making sure, like...
I mean, he said he went to six high
schools.
They're
organizing it in a way
The stunning thing to me, I wasn't aware of this, or I've forgotten it, because he was unbelievable at the University of Maryland, had a good pro career.
He's a freak.
He played two games of high school basketball.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they cut him as a freshman, and he said, F you.
Two games of high school hoops.
Yeah.
And was selling...
But he was so good on the AAU circuit, at just the few tournaments that he played, that he got an offer to play at San Jacinto. That shows you.
Right.
They just saw what a freak he was.
And then part of this whole story, it's like a 9-page story, is that he swears that he played Sean Marion in JUCO and had a quadruple double.
Said he murdered him.
And then Sean Marion has the tape, and he's been asking for the tape for 20 years.
Oh, really?
I believe it. VHS tape's so dumb.
Hey, if you're Sean Marion, that tape never sees the light of day.
Yeah.
You don't want a Stevie franchise lighting you up on an old grainy VHS tape?
I hope it's true, and it doesn't matter. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, actually, about this, and he was like, it doesn't matter if you guys are addicted to crack or addicted to alcohol. It's still... It's substance abuse, but he sure did look like he looked like a crackhead.
Yeah, he admits to the demons of alcohol,
and he says he never used it though. That alcohol definitely was his demon, and I guess that's true. But doesn't he? He just has that look.
It was in the eyes.
I guess alcoholics can get that.
His eyes always look bloodshot.
His whole face, the whole way his face looks now, it looks
different. A little puffy.
His eyes look like Valdez's from a few days ago. They probably did.
Yeah.
Your eye looks remarkably better, by the way.
I feel 99% better now.
Do you?
Yeah. Good. 2 days worth of drops. So.
Very nice.
Good. What did Tiger do, by the way, on his chip? Did he chip it close?
No, but
I don't know. You're talking to me about my buns.
The par five?
Yeah, yeah.
He parred it.
He did?
Damn it.
All right. That's fine.
He had a bad second shot.
He hadn't... Yeah.
And he chipped it up.
It was a reasonable chip. He just had a bad chip.
It was a bad chip.
Yeah. All right.
You got to birdie those par fives.
Jason, I'm going to send you Tony Finau's hoodie that you love so much and he's wearing
Tony
out of
the Finau's course. Wearing a hoodie that like a sophomore in high school would wear.
Nobody's ever heard of Tony Finau. He's getting so much run on the show.
I can't believe he's wearing that.
You get paid to wear it.
I get it, but it's a poof. I mean, the huge Nike logo.
By the way, we should say this because we are open. We don't lie on the show. very few times does management get involved with what we do on the show.
Right.
And this doesn't affect Cakes or I, but management apparently shut down the Apple TV viewing.
They can't shut down what I do on my computer.
Right.
So they can do whatever they want. I'm sorry, CK is not a golf fan.
Well, I would agree that the show's kind of devolved into watching Tiger.
Hey. You know what? 22 years of doing this, we know how to make the show work. That's what I would say.
That was coming.
That's what I would say. If CK wants to come in here and debate it, he can. But the show is successful for a reason. What I would say is, if you don't like it, don't rehire us. That's what I would say.
First of all.
That's what I would say. If you don't like it, don't rehire us.
You don't have to get so angry.
Yeah, you're getting very angry.
You're touching a nerve.
Bring it up.
I don't know why you brought that up. That was so dumb.
Huh? I knew that was coming.
JP is just an idiot for bringing that up.
Why? It's good radio. It's not idiot.
Hey, awkward radio is great radio.
I know for a fact what works.
You can be mad. You're wrong at the wrong person. It's not CK. It's all of us talking and talking
about
the show.
It doesn't matter.
Rick, I don't care.
The show has been the same show for 22 years.
About Tiger.
No, I totally agree. I mean, The show's been the same show for 22 years. I know, but we can't comment on every single shot of Tiger.
It's kind of a bit. We're kind of doing a bit. Just because you're not in on it.
You guys bring the dumbbells in.
I mean, we're doing a bit. I'm ringing the bell.
Every time Tiger birdies, I bring the freaking bell.
It's the whole thing. We know what we're doing.
I think most of the time you know what you're doing. I think sometimes you get sidetracked.
I always know what I'm doing. And the proof is in the pudding. And if you don't like it, quit or don't hire us. You know, contract's up.
So now we have to quit. If we think that you guys aren't doing your best show because you're distracted
by the
TV.
By the way, that's not what was told to us. We were told that someone was told not to ever bring it in. So
yeah, why don't you tell the truth, Valdez?
Well, that was suggested to me, and I agree. And I agree.
It wasn't suggested. It was ordered.
No, it wasn't ordered.
Yeah, well, I bet it was.
No, it wasn't ordered. Look, if I want to bring an Apple TV in here, I can bring an Apple TV in.
All right.
But I agree with them. And what I don't understand is when Tiger played in whatever tournament it was, and we watched it on Thursday morning or Friday morning, we did a good job watching it. But now the show devolved into highlighting every single one of his shots.
We didn't every one of his shots.
Listen, I would suggest.
That's so exaggerated.
You do what you do, but we do what we do for a reason. We know what we're doing.
And the truth is, if we just looked at the last hour, because I kind of jot things down as we go along, as I know you do, because you label the podcast. We had John Feinstein on for 20 minutes. Tiger Woods discussion was about 3 or 4 minutes of the Tiger Woods talk. Then we came back and we talked about your sex routine in the Chance for Life tournament. And then we had the entertainment page. So we were still doing show.
And by the way, it is a sports show, I think.
Right. And
sometimes I question.
And it's been documented that he moves the needle probably more than anyone in sports. Tiger Woods single-handedly moves the needle more than anyone in sports in terms of being on television.
Yeah,
I agree. He changes, increases ratings more than anyone else single-handedly. We even compared a Tiger Woods round to like a LeBron James, was it Cavs, Warriors, whatever the hell it was. He got the same number.
I would agree.
He got the same number.
Trab, you're upset that I brought it up?
Well, yeah,
he's so bitter.
I think that was dumb.
He's so bitter.
Because you just sit there quietly and because you like to provoke people.
Yeah, it's good.
And I think you unfairly blame CK for the
CK's
whole thing.
CK's telling me. CK's actually tweeting me. I specifically told them not to turn off the
Apple TV. And by the way, the reason why I brought up CK. The reason why I brought up CK is because he had a snarky tweet. Did anybody know Tiger was playing today?
What's the truth? What's the truth?
The truth is, what I'm gathering is these two guys are upset about the Tiger talk.
So our program director was not upset.
He said he told him specifically not to turn it off.
He said it was too late to turn it off now. But I'm trying to salvage the last hour of the show. And so
was it too late to turn it off?
Because we already did an entire hour recapping his bunker play.
We did. God, could you exaggerate more?
Here, I have the outline today. We talked about Tiger Woods at the top, and then we talked about the buns bells. Okay? We all have
bells.
You
guys have ruined that bit.
Bells.
Go ahead.
Then we talked about Lamar Jackson to the Redskins.
No. All right, well, I will say this. Every time Tiger has a stroke, whatever we're doing gets interrupted by the outcome of the
stroke. Tiger interruptions.
I will say
related
that.
Related to the buns bell.
Hello, Tiger's a sports topic, and it's interesting.
That's what I keep saying.
Jesus Christ.
We then talked about DeMarco Murray. EB doesn't know how to get a haircut. Kevin talked about pooping.
I talked about a million
Cakes
things
is
today.
Ritual. We played a game to give away tickets. Feinstein, your sex routine.
Yeah, I mean, my God.
We hit plenty of topics. Valdez, come on. We hit plenty of topics.
It has been interrupted a lot, I will say.
Of course, but
we
it's
do.
Interesting.
We hit plenty of topics. But the problem
here's
is,
what
like
the show
this.
Is.
It's usually done like this.
Here's what the show
Tiger's
is.
Tiger's within 5 feet. I feel movement.
Here's what the show is.
I did that maybe 3 times.
Could you exaggerate more
when you say an entire hour was dedicated to his shots or when you say we did an hour on the bunker play?
Right, but Jason's not interested in the show unless we're talking about Tiger. He's sending us text messages that say, I thought this was a sports show. So anytime that we're not talking about Tiger, he's punching out and he's bitter.
No, I didn't say that. I said pretty good sports show.
Okay, because we talked about haircuts for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that doesn't interest me. Pooing doesn't interest me. Do I like to do it? Yes.
Do I like to talk about it?
No.
Jordan Spieth shooting 2 over doesn't interest 98% of the people listening
on
the radio.
He made it
22 years.
Hold on.
22 years.
Yeah, we know what we're doing. He made it interesting.
What are we here for?
How many years have you been doing radio? Hold on. I'm going to say something very honest. We don't need producers. We need guest bookers. We don't need producers.
You can't.
That's the honest truth.
You can't tell me
if
how.
If you think, I mean, I don't want to be hurtful.
But you are.
But I mean, you think this show can't produce itself?
I think you need help sometimes. Did you just pull me aside the other day and say, hey, we need to talk to, we need to do better prepping in between commercials?
Well,
we need to talk to somebody and get them prepped?
Who?
Well, it's just because I didn't want to deal with it.
Who are we talking about?
So that's what producers do.
This is an awkward Friday. I don't know what to tell you.
And you know what? You know what we always talk about? For 22 years, we talk about what interests us.
Yeah, it's got to be when it's
for
just
22
and
years.
And if it's not,
I thought your answer was going to be
we all know that. That's interesting. So back off. It's interesting. And I'm sorry. I understand that deep that like Chris doesn't like it and you guys think it's too much and you feel pressure because then you get yelled at. I know the vibe. I know what happens. We leave here, and you guys get yelled at.
But this is what
you should just say. The show works. The show works. You can't microanalyze it. Everyone thinks, you know, the show just works. And then if it doesn't work anymore, we will take our ball and go home.
We could do a poll. Was the show awful the last half hour?
People love this.
Or the last three hours.
They love this particular segment.
Hey. Well, no, it can't be three hours, Cake. Tiger Woods was talked about at the top of the show and then really wasn't discussed until he actually teed off. Like the countdown, okay, right. About 10 minutes to go.
People like to hear, I understand the show better than you guys.
People like to hear what we're excited about. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
And whatever it is, because we make it interesting. It could be poop. It could be your dumb meanie. It could be crabs.
You're not excited about. You're just droning on about golf. You're not even focused. If you're focused on something, and excited.
Are you kidding?
Yes. No.
I can't be more thrilled. I know you.
I listen to the show four hours.
I'm droning. I get every time I see Tiger getting chum, I'm ringing a bell. You're not
focused on anything.
Ringing a bell.
Give me a break.
Hey, you know he's won back, right?
Yeah. Thanks for the update. Tiger.
People just gotta let us do the show. Here's the thing. It's a weird show. It's chaotic. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's
but
dumb.
Here's the bottom line. It works. It just effing works.
Hey, if we were getting three shares, all right, we could do these stupid conversations. Really, seriously. I'm talking to management. I'm talking to you guys. We're getting freaking 9 shares.
Not every time, though. I don't even like to say it because those things change.
That's fine. Our ratings are very good, and they've been very consistent for years.
Look at it over 22 years. It works for a reason, right?
Don't second guess us. If we had
just
two shares, if no one's listening, literally no one, that's one thing, but people listen to the show.
Let's touch the people. I'm intrigued to touch the people. 800-636-1067. Give us your thoughts. I don't want to lead the witness.
By the way, you are the king of bringing up awkward topics.
It's fine. You're telling me this isn't the best part of the show today?
Well, just because now you've pissed me off.
I enjoy ranting and arguing. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Was I supposed to just act like nothing happened?
Yeah, I mean, Valdez came in
literally ripped the Apple TV out of the wall, stuffed it underneath his arm, and marched out of the studio.
By the way, Valdez was visibly upset when he came in here.
Yeah, right.
act like nothing happened.
He's the one that's talking about Tiger Week. He brings it in, and then he gets pissed.
You guys were
We had a fine time last time we played, and he teed off in the morning. We did a show for some reason, but today we have to cut in to every single segment with an update.
No, Valdez, well, the only reason you're upset.
He's one back from the leader. I think it's international
Look,
news.
You guys have done radio for 22 years. I've been in radio for 10 years, so
right.
I can kind of figure out what's good and what's bad, and it's...
In your opinion.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I'll take my 22 over your 10.
Right.
All right, well, you know what? Sometimes you're wrong.
Valdez, the only
And sometimes
reason,
I'm wrong, too.
The only
but,
reason you're upset is because CK yelled at you.
No, I CK did not yell
you
at me.
You guys get... Here's the dynamic. I understand, Jason, here's the dynamic. We leave, and thank God they don't yell at us. They yell at those guys. So they have to deal with it.
We don't get any shrapnel.
Well, let CK come in here and yell.
I said you
come in. Come in. CK didn't yell.
You're not listening. CK didn't yell at us today.
If he has a problem with anything, he can come in the studio
and
tell us.
This is my sense because I go in the production studio during the breaks and drag
Awad off his computer
a couple times, mentioned bringing up a topic. Okay, he felt like we were just BSing, and we talked about Manny and the dog and Valdez's whole routine.
We've done that for 22 years. We BS
Understood.
About a lot of things.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
In fact, that's the best part of the show.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just telling you what was going on behind
the
scenes.
In my opinion, the worst part is talking about ODU, whatever Kentucky you want to watch.
You know what the worst part of the show was?
Yeah.
Talking about what the freaking numbers mean on Clippers. That's stupid. That's goddamn awful radio.
That's the tip, Jason and I just have a different opinion.
Everybody's got different interests.
All five of you liked that topic. It was stupid.
Why, it's an honest topic.
Honestly, that topic for me, better than Western Kentucky ODU.
I know.
Just that's my opinion.
All five, like I said, all five of you liked that topic.
Yes.
I hated it. Why
fine.
Am I here? I don't need to be here.
That's fine.
I don't need to be here.
But the topic, if you really think about it, wasn't about the stupid guards. It was about how stupid EB is
Let's not forget the bigger
point.
I understand it means to the guards, but I don't
know
which
number. But you've never gathered that information after all those
haircuts. What do you mean? I know it means it's a number for the guard. I don't know, but what if it's shorter or longer?
I didn't mean to bring it back to that.
A bunch of people want to chime in. Let's rip through a couple of these calls real quick.
Bob Marley's coming in at a weird time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't even get me started on that. Jeff. Bethesda. Jeff, what's up?
What's up, guys? I'm a P1. I've been listening to the show since the 90s when you were on Night right before Loveline and stuff.
Yeah. You sound like JP Finley, by the way.
A little bit.
But it's not.
Yeah, well, I should be at work right now, but this is mesmerizing radio, so I'm stuck. Let me just say that I think the unsung genius of all of this is JP. He was given some grief a second ago about, you know, why'd you bring this up? It's stupid. No, this is perfect. This is exactly why you toss that grenade into the room.
Of course.
And let you guys just go off. So he knows what he's doing. Just like the four of you all know what you're doing. 22 years.
Thank
Eric's
you.
Point,
of
Jason's
course.
Point.
You think we don't understand that this is good too? We get it. Of course we understand.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Kudos.
Thank you.
Hopefully this propels to a silly bonus this segment. That's what I'm hoping
Maybe,
for.
Maybe, hopefully, yeah.
That's all we can all hope upon hope.
The show is what it is. You just take it or leave it. That's how I feel at this point in my career. You take it or leave it. If you don't like it, then let us go. Vaughn, D.C. Vaughn, what's up?
What's going on?
What's up, Vaughn?
Has the last half hour of the show been horrible? Or has it been good, in your opinion?
How about the whole show? It's not that.
I'm guessing he wasn't listening 6 to 7.
No, I've been listening from 6 to 7, from 6 to 10 since forever. Strong. I went to Roosevelt, too.
Now CK's ringing his bell.
Yeah, nice.
And I love the show. Whoever said they're going to try to change something about the show was dumb. I mean, they're just donks. The show is great because you all just go off each other. That's what makes the show. It's a sports show. But you also got to remember that we're just being ourselves. That's what brings in me, like myself. That's what brings me in. I'm going to work, and I love listening to y'all.
So you didn't feel like, as a listener, that today's show, because I believe the quote from the production studio that I heard was, Tiger Woods is making the show go off the rails today.
Oh, right. My God.
So sick.
Whatever.
And by the way, I wouldn't even call this a sports show. This is a personality-based show. Sports is the common theme. That's what brings us all together. But I would never tell someone.
By the way, to defend myself,
yes,
to defend myself for bringing up ODU, which Cakes hates.
I don't hate it.
The reason I brought up ODU is because now it's become a running bit that when Bickle starts the entertainment page, that dumbass entertainment music that I hate. I bring up a college hoop story to try and. It's a bit.
I love that bit.
I knew you didn't really care about ODU Western Kentucky. It's a bit.
I like
but
the
I
bit.
Do want the free gear if you can get it.
Of course you do. You'll be wearing Monarch gear quick as anybody.
I don't even know if I knew they were the Monarchs.
Let's go to Pedro. Pedro, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Hey, yo, guys, what do you guys think about what Kirk Cousins will land at next year?
See, now you're
play
doing
him off?
A bit.
Are you doing, are you doing a bit?
Yeah. He was doing a bit.
All right.
Go to Kevin. Kevin?
Hey, guys. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, hey, guys. So I have a 40-minute drive to work, and I tuned in at about 9 o'clock because I figured you guys would be talking about Tiger so I can get an update. And
Thank
I'm actually
you.
Listening to the show longer because you guys are going crazy on each other.
Right, of course.
That's why I would tune in, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate
so
it.
So we actually got increased time spent listening.
Of course. Anytime you get conflict and you get fighting, it's good. Josh!
I'm just shocked somebody's calling in for a Tiger Tracker update.
Josh.
You ever heard of a phone?
I love it.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I listen to you guys every morning normally from about 8 o'clock on, and I'm not going to lie, from about when this started today, it had me in tears. JP, you are a genius for throwing this grenade in there today.
But
don't,
did you
don't
think
get carried away.
Prior to that,
don't let it get to his head.
Believe
Come
me,
on.
Ridiculous. Believe me, before that, because I want to get that before we brought up the whole management versus junkies topic, what did you think of the show?
It's always a great show. I listen to it every single morning.
So it
but
wasn't
that part
off,
there,
it wasn't off the rails. It wasn't particularly bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't
did you think that we were laying an egg today?
It wasn't making you turn
to
the
draft. Valdez, we took a big poop on the show today.
No, it was a good show, but you guys made it 10 times better for going off at them. That was hilarious.
Right. Yeah, essentially they were saying it was a subpar show. That we were losing audience and that people were going
to defend your position.
I think it was a subpar show. And I think the people who are on our side are listening to the team right now.
Oh, please.
Really?
look at their numbers. Numbers say otherwise.
Rick, I'm joking. we know you guys better, just as well as anybody. We know, we know, Eric, you're going to say it before you say it 95% of the time. We know when you're doing your best shows, and we know that when you can't even complete a sentence because you're staring at the TV.
Between the TV and it's just...
Even, the laptop.
Listen, I don't want to have too big of an ego about this, but even our bad shows are good.
Are Hall of Fame worthy.
Thank you.
Offers.
Thank you. Do one more. I know we're backed up.
Right. David.
Just waiting for the vote for the producers.
Hey, what's
up, Charlie? We're going to get a vote for them.
What's up?
Check Twitter.
Hey, right. First of all, I've been listening to you guys for 15 years. Second of all, you're right. Even the bad shows are great because we buy into you as personalities.
Thank you.
Fish, when you go completely bonkers like you did a minute ago, I lose it. I can't tell where stick ends and the real deal begins, and that's why we buy it every single day. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
There's no stick. He doesn't like haircut talk.
I mean, it's boring to me. Oh, well, whatever.
Nobody planned it.
You want me to check out? I'll check
out. Nobody planned to talk about that.
Clipper talk. If you want to talk about the L.A. Clippers,
right,
I'm all in.
You want to talk Lou Williams, you're all in.
Well, then that's when I have to go puke.
Right. Then you check out.
Yeah. Right. But that's what makes it what it is. The friction. That dynamic. I just don't expect to get it from the two producers, especially the guy that brings in the effing golf. Look,
trust me. I would talk about Tiger for 4 hours if I could. I get sized. I would hook Tiger if he was right here in front of me.
Jeez.
All right?
Bring it up.
I would. But what I like isn't always necessarily what everyone else likes, and I understand that as a producer.
All right, but we also understand it too. We're not oblivious to what we're doing.
I want to see all these tweets that Drav's talking about because I don't see a ton of them at Jumps Radio.
Twitter can go F itself.
I agree.
Freaking hate Twitter.
I love when he says, "Oh, you have to check Twitter."
They're haters.
And it's probably two guys.
They're just haters.
How many?
I'm sure I care about Twitter.
Rick, it's all over the place. Go look at it. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and read tweets.
I'm just saying how many.
The show's been boring enough.
Haters are going to hate.
I don't care about the Twitter monsters.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.